Inside the kennel that moves, everything was dark. The pack leader could hear the scrabbling of claws and feel the sleek pelt of the dog next to him, but he could see nothing. Dog scent filled his nostrils, and beyond that, the smell of the burned forest. The pack leader sat uncomfortably on the vibrating floor until the kennel that moves bounced to a halt. Outside, he could hear man voices. He understood some of the words.
Fire. Keep watch. Guard dogs.
The pack leader picked up the men's fear scent along with the bittersweet smell of cut wood. He remembered coming here the night before, and the night before that, more than 4 paws worth of nights. He had prowled the compound with the rest of the pack, sifting through the scents for intruders, ready to drive them away. The dog snarled softly, his lips drawn back from sharp teeth. The pack was strong. They could run and kill. They craved warm blood and the terror scent of prey before it died. But instead, they were penned up. They ate the food the man threw to them, and they obeyed the man's orders. The dog rose to his powerful paws, rattling the doors as he butted them with his massive black and tan head. He lifted his voice in a bark that sounded all the louder in the confined space.
Out! Pack out! Out now!
The rest of the pack added their voices.
Pack out! Pack run!
As if in answer, the doors of the kennel that moves were flung open. In the twilight, the pack leader could see the man standing there, barking an order. The leader jumped down first, close to a pile of logs stacked in the middle of the compound. His paws threw up little puffs of ash and soot. The rest of the pack followed in a stream of black and brown bodies.
Pack follow! Pack follow!
They barked. The leader padded restlessly along the fence that separated them from the forest. Beyond the fence, burned out tree trunks leaned against each other or lay on the ground. Farther away, a barrier of undamaged trees rustled in the breeze. Scents flowed enticingly from the leaf-thick shadows. The dog's muscles tensed. Out there, in the prey-filled forest, the pack could run free. There would be no man to chain or command them. They would feed as often as they wanted, because they would be the strongest and most savage of all.
Free!
The lead dog barked.
Pack free! Free soon!
He walked up to the fence and pressed his nose against the mesh links, drawing the smells of the forest deep into his lungs. Many of the scents he had never smelled before, but there was one he knew well, stronger than the rest, the scent of his enemy and his prey.
Cats!
Night had fallen. The leafless branches of the blackened trees were silhouetted against a full moon. In the darkness, the dogs ranged to and fro, deep shadows in the night. Paws padded softly among soot and sawdust. Muscles rippled under shining coats. Their eyes gleamed. Their jaws were parted, revealing sharp teeth, and their tongues lolled. The pack leader sniffed along the bottom of the fence, searching for a special place on the opposite side of the compound from where the man stayed at night. 3 nights ago, the dog had discovered a narrow hole leading under the fence. He knew at once that this would be the route to freedom for the pack.
Hole? Where hole? He growled.
Then he spotted the place where the earth floor of the compound fell away into a hollow. 1 massive paw scraped at the ground. The dog raised his head to bark to his followers.
Here! Hole! Hole! Here!
He could feel their eagerness in his own mind, sharp as thorns, hot as carrion. They came bounding up to the lead dog, answering his bark.
Hole! Hole!
Bigger! Hole bigger!
The pack leader promised.
Run soon!
He began scraping at the ground again with all the strength in his lean, powerful body. Earth scattered as the hole under the chain-link fence grew wider and deeper. The remaining dogs milled around, snuffling at the night air that carried scents from the forest. They drooled at the thought of sinking their teeth into the warm bodies of living prey. The pack leader stopped, ears pricked for the sound of the man coming to check on them. But there was no sign of him, and his scent drifted from far away. The lead dog flattened himself on the ground and squirmed down into the hole. The bottom of the fence scraped along his pelt.